Did I miss him?
You did.
Oh, God. Man, why did you say that when you got here? Yeah. Which one? What do you want to do?
My cousin,
which one?
Right there.
At the counter?
Why are we whispering?
Because I don't want to say anything.
Oh, well, I got this.
Did you hear about the bear?
Yeah.
Did she see you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Deborah Jean! How are you? Hey!
They had the big cookies and the ice cream. And for some reason, I don't know why, I like the chocolate and the mint all of a sudden. So I had to try the chocolate mint ice cream. And she's like, well, you need to try it as a shake. It makes an awesome shake.
Of course.
And then I'm like, okay, now I need to try the pumpkin. How long do you have a pumpkin? Well, pumpkin's only seasonal. But I can promise you, with this full gallon we have here, we got another one there. So it'll be here for a while. She goes, but put that on a sugar cone with some whipped cream, and it'll taste like pumpkin pie. And then I had to try because it was brand new and just opened up.
Is that today?
Just now.
Oh, no wonder you were talking
to your cousin. I'm like, I need a distraction. I am not in the mood for family drama today. I don't want no introductions. I don't want to have to deal with nobody. I ain't doing it.
That's why I love the Superman.
And then it's like, then I saw the brand new confetti.
Oh, you were just getting a whole.
Yeah, I said, I'm going to bug you. I need to stay up here for a little while, so I'm going to be tasting stuff. And then now, pulling this candy cane out, and it's chocolate dipped in dark chocolate. And had I known that, now I want a ton of boxes of these. You do realize, as I tell you,
easy to make.
As I tell you all of this stuff, this is stuff you need to be adding to my Christmas list, right?
Those are easy to make.
Yeah, but no, because I don't know. Store-bought chocolate and chocolate that people use to melt and make candy, to me,
never tastes like chocolate.
It tastes like, you know, like wax or something. Probably why I hate white chocolate so much,
because
I think it's so gross.
You've never had my dipped chocolates.
See, now that's funny. No, but I wouldn't want anything of yours dipped, but in chocolate or anything, but... So that's out.
And that's
there.
How they get that.
Let that be said.
Yeah, yeah. Please.
But I thought the bug was the candy maker, the dessert maker. I mean, he was
the cookie baker.
Yeah, but I mean, he's the one that got the KitchenAid mixer in the divorce. You know.
Fucker, he got two of them, doesn't matter.
Why don't you just kick his ass and say, give me one back? You got my pictures?
I tried.
Now give it to me.
I tried to get one for Mary, and she ended up buying Chris's. So.
You tried to do what?
I tried to get it back for Mary, my neighbor.
Oh. But you have one, right?
No.
How do you not have one?
I don't know. I mean, I just don't. I don't, you know, I don't use it that much. It's easier for me to do stuff by hand.
You like it better that way, don't you?
And I don't make the cookies. I don't do shit. I'll make the cookies. That's his job. People want cookies, they can call him.
What makes his cookies...
Oh, my God. They are fabulous.
What makes them so... What? Tell him to make you some.
Oh, he does for the kids. Well, oh, you want for Christmas for you?
For me.
All right, I'll get some out of Anderson. I mean, Alexis' stash.
You got to have some... You got to get
his
some
oatmeal raisin cookies.
You got to get something out of this deal.
Those are my grandmother's recipe.
See, I don't know where to put this because it's still kind of like... Still kind of, I don't want to stick to paper.
Yeah, because, well, let's see if she's got a piece of
it. Of what?
Parchment.
Parchment paper. Wonderful time. You did not just pick that up and give that to me.
Yeah, I did. Well, it just fell out of the...
Well, I do believe in the 5-second rule. Where did you get a rubber glove?
They had them over there on the...
You just took one?
Well, yeah, they had a whole box of them.
Did you ask?
No.
Well, just like you. Oh, wow. It's not... See, it's too,
I'm gonna lick it.
Okay, I'm not going to lick it. not going to have it dipped in your chocolate. I don't know what's going on with Bonnie today, but screw it. I'll just get something to go.
Oh, that Andrew called me. He's got my number, man. He knows now. Like 2 minutes after two. What are you doing? I'm just sleeping work. Oh, what are you doing? I just wonder if you can go by, give me some lunch or whatever he goes. I got money. Okay.
Yeah, I'm confused. So now we're going back to the schlepping days.
Well, I told my son I'm going to Aldi's. I said, is it over there? He goes, yeah, it goes Popeye's. I said, okay, I can do that.
Yeah, I can't argue. Popeye's every once in a while.
Huh? And that smelled good, too. So what do you want, a breast and a thigh? I'm like, all right, so I got them two each.
You know.
And biscuits.
Oh, and look at you, two each.
Yeah, walking for dinner for dinner. I told him
you might have been shitty when he was a child, but you're really making it up now.
I was damn good to those kids when they were little.
I may have had a mess, but doggone it, they had cookies and free library.
They did, man. They did have free library. How was your day, Superman?
It was a lovely day.
Good, Tim. Good.
I woke up and I'm like, I ain't going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going anywhere. I ain't cleaning my house.
No, get that body a rest.
I'm going to lay with my dog. I ain't doing nothing. I did nothing.
Make some coffee at least?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, but what is it with... How is it... Now, when you make your... When we have our yogurt and you make yours, you know, it's like this manageable thing. You know, mine looks like I could put it in a gallon tub.
Because you like a lot of granola.
That's good granola.
Yeah, it is, but...
I need to get some more. I need to give you money to get me some more.
It's funny, too.
Well, I gave you a bag.
Yeah, but I left two bags on your
phone. Yeah, I know. I was hoping you were going to do the math. I'm like, shit, she knows math. I saw you like, adding it up. I'm like, all right, come on.
There's no doubt, but you know what? That's one of the reasons I don't eat that stuff, because that is like candy to me.
Well, and it's like, you know, somebody said that... you know, granola's great for you, but whoever just stops at one cup.
Well, that's somebody at work.
And when you look at a cup, like, you know, a cup isn't all that big.
And a cup of granola, my God, that's got 1,000 calories in it. Oh, shit, yeah. Hell, I just chowed down on those dried vegetables from Aldi's. I'm starving, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, that was 600 calories right there, Bonnie. That was a nice snack. That was dinner.
Dried vegetables.
I was starving, man.
What are dry vegetables?
No, they were like beets and parsnips and green beans and carrots and stuff. They just had them as dry vegetables.
Parsnips are disgusting. I don't know what you're talking
about. Oh, man, I had them the other day. They were delicious. I fried up some bacon and onion and then mashed the parsnips and put it on there. And, oh, my God, that was good. Oh, and garlic. I know. I was waiting for you to say something. I'm like, what the hell is in the refrigerator on that dish?
You know what? I looked at it. I said, I'm not even going to ask. It looked like a...
I know.
It looked like... I can't even begin.
I don't. Like, it was, I mean,
I all I did say, though, I did say, well, it looks like shit, but I'm sure Bonnie cooked it. It don't taste like it.
It was good.
So, but I'm like... No, I'm not going to be your guinea pig.
No, you wouldn't.
She can
know.
She could eat her own shit. I'm not eating it.
Well, I do.
Well, girl, you maybe eat like what? What was it? I hated for like a whole summer. What is that crap you kept? Squash?
Zucchini or?
No, it wasn't zucchini because I like zucchini.
Summer squash?
Was it so? Yeah,
summer,
it was
summer yellow.
Yeah, something like that. If Bonnie can find a bargain, she's going to cook it up into something.
Oh, so I get to see my sponsor tonight.
Oh, when's that happen?
Around 5. I got to be out there. Man, that was good breakfast club this morning, man.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Club was so good. Oh, well, she put peppermint drops in this.
Oh,
I might have to get some.
Right.
I know. I looked at her. I'm like, what drops do you put in a cocoa?
Is that coffee or cocoa?
know.
It probably. It's
might
got so
as
much
well.
Chocolate.
It should be called chocolate sludge with every. I mean, there's chocolate on the spoon. And the spoon is dark chocolate dipped. The candy cane is dark, you know, chocolate dipped.
Yeah, don't bitch to me about and then it was, sugar pusher and making you fat.
Class, you I'm are try- a sugar pusher.
I'm trying to make you eat vegetables.
Nah, but drop it in chocolate and I'll eat all you can eat one. You can possibly have.
Man, it was slow at work. And the boss was there all day. And I'm like, I can't fake nothing, man. There just ain't nothing going on.
What's that?
So I couldn't fake nothing going on. There just wasn't anything going on. Nobody was in there. Nobody was in the office.
What do you mean you couldn't fake nothing?
Nothing going on. I mean, the phone wasn't ringing. There was nothing to copy. There was no money to process. There were no checks to write. There was nothing. She looks better than I thought she would.
Is she still there? You're so funny. You got to come up with better facial expressions or something. I'm sitting here still whispering to you. Did she see you? Did she see you? And then all of a sudden you're like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, tell me this. Well, I asked you. You're sitting right there in front of the big pay window with your legs up on your chair just posing like you're, you know, Audrey Hepburn. Just waiting for Mr. Wright to walk in and order his cocoa. And you're like, fuck, it's my cousin?
Cousin, that's Bill's daughter.
Actual daughter. Well, she didn't look like a street urchin like I thought she would.
She looks better than the last time I saw her a year ago.
So what do you want to talk about?
The holidays, I don't care. Christmas, non-Christmas, bah humbug.
So in all of your anger and rage, you know, I wanted to be a Bonnie show. I was just going to kind of turn that way as I walked in and you're like, oh my God. It's like you were trying to hide, but you weren't doing anything to hide. You were just sitting there. I'm like, you're in the front bay window. Everybody in the world and God can see.
I was like, where in the hell are you, Tim? Get your ass in here. Plus, you missed Andrew.
Okay, so that's what I want to ask you. When I envision who I want to be and what I want to be when I grow up and all that, that's kind of him. Because number one, he's handsome. God, is that fucker's hot. I mean,
he even said hi to me. Oh, hi, I haven't seen you in a while. I'm like, Andrew, how are you?
How does he know you?
From where I used to stop near your coffee and over at the Whirlpool.
Yeah, oh, okay.
And his name's Andrew, and I always tell him that's my favorite.
So is it his shop?
I don't think so, but I think he has a management capacity there.
I mean, he works out. He's happy. He was running all over the summer market.
I think he's pretty God-centered, too, because that's their focus down there.
Is what?
God-centered.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean,
sure
what more could you want? Well, you know, somebody that knows that there's a presence in your life more than you. I mean,
he has the tattoos on his sleeves, and he works out, and, you know, God, he's hot. So figures the moment. Why did you say something when you got here?
I did. When you texted me, I said, I'm here. I just got here. And I sat down.
Yeah, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to be that guy that, like, you know, the town kind of likes and knows. And always happy. You know, I mean, he has time for the gym. And I think he has a daughter, too. So he has, you know, and he loves his daughter. And, you know.
Well, you're working on it. You've already got the handsome, working out, a man around town. Now you just got to get the job that's in town.
Yeah, I got to get that. Yeah. You know, and I think I wonder. I mean, I don't know if I'm going through what you kind of go through, but you know, it's like you had this horrible job, and then you found your way out and got a wonderful summer, and then even when you got, you know, a better job, you didn't seem too happy about it. You know, of course, there's that growth of learning and,
that's it.
You know, that kind of thing. And then to finally hear you say, oh my God, do you see that sign? Poop like a champion.
I saw that. I'm like, really?
If stupid could fly, you'd be a jet.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, and what, as much as I schooled and counseled and sponsored and wiped your tears and cleaned up your drama mess and all that all summer long, you know, you still, you know, why can't I use that faith in myself?
Because it's easier to do to somebody else, just like I do to you. It's easy for me to say, yeah, MJ's got the job for you, just get your ass down there and apply.
So,
you know what? She'll be offering you something, and you're going to be great, and you're wonderful. You already are. People need your skills, your talents. Those young kids of the community need you here. I mean, I can see it all in you, just like you see it in me. You know, chase your dreams, Bonnie. You got it. What are you worried about? You know?
So then why does it take so long to get your ass off the couch? And me, meaning me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then even when it's right there in your lap, you know, you still have your mean revs.
Because it's comfortable to me. It's easier to do that.
It's easier to
just
cry and throw tantrums.
Oh, yeah,
and
because that's what I know. You know, growing up and being an adult, that's what I shared today. It's like, you know what?
What was it?
What Willie read.
What was it?
You know.
Grown being adult.
The ability to form deep, intimate relationships. It was part of the character defect. And it got to me, and it's like, yeah, inability to form deep, intimate relationships. I don't know how the hell to do that, Tim. How the hell do you do that? I said, you know what? I knew my husband for how many years? I said, I dated him for 8. I married him. I was married to him for 23.
You dated him for 8 years?
Yeah. And
you
I'm
dated
54
him for
years
8 years.
Old. Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
You know, and that's what I said. What do I know? I know nothing. So when you know nothing, you start out at ground zero. What do you start building on? Nothing. Other people. Their experience, strength, and hope. How the hell? Tell me how you do it. What do you do? What do you not do? Is there hope? Are you screwed? You know?
But when is enough enough?
I don't know. I mean, for me?
Yeah.
In a marriage?
No, just in life.
Oh, in life? When the pain? When I'm tired of being, you know, screwed up by the pain and I don't want to lay there anymore. You know, then go do something. You know, it's kind of like, what do they say? You know what? I can't think my way into right acting, but I can act my way into right thinking. You know, when I get moving and do something. You know, I sit there and look at the bathroom and say, God, it's got to be clean, doesn't it? Well, you know, this morning I did. I pulled out the spray and the paper towel. Gee, I cleaned, you know, the sink and the bowl and the cup and...
You know, it's just like my friend was talking. He was talking while I was late. I thought he broke up with his boyfriend a few weeks ago. It's kind of like one of those situations, kind of like what Heidi told me. She goes, you already know the answer, you know, and I kind of did the same thing, you know, because he said his boyfriend wanted a break, you know. Somehow they were back together again. Of course, he didn't listen to me. You know, I mean, when are people going to learn to listen to me? They will be just more happy, contented individuals if they would just learn to listen and obey, right?
That's what I'm told.
Yeah, that's what you're told. Whether you do it or not, it's two different things. But it's like the guy's giving him all these excuses, you know, like my mom has cancer and my friend is, you know, he's, you know, a drunken mess and people need me and he chose someone, his boyfriend chose someone to guide him that had, you know, had been somebody that was bad in my friend's life that had turned out to be a bad guide, a bad person, abusive person. And I told him, I said, you know, people can, you know, change, you know, their habits, but that doesn't make them a good person. I'm always thinking that, you know, and I said, and he goes, well, And I said, "You're a nice guy, you know. You just look like you have so much. You're always happy, and you know, you're always, you know, with your nieces and nephews having fun. And even when you're by yourself, it looks like, you know, you're taking all these pictures of you, and like somebody noticed me, somebody be there for me. You know, it's like you have all this good to give. You just want somebody good to take it, you know." We don't always have to have someone to, you know, return it, but just acknowledge it. Acknowledge that I'm there. And here I am spieling this to him, and I'm saying, you know, it's like that old saying, that saying I hear all the time, you know, I don't want to be somebody's convenience if I'm not even considered a priority. To be someone's convenience, let's go on a break. Let's fake things out. And I'm like, dude, he is just trying to have you say no, be done with it, so when everyone else, you know, comes down and you guys have mutual friends, you know, so it doesn't look like you're the bad guy and everyone still thinks you're the good guy, you know, I mean, make that decision, but how long are you going to go through that? I'd sooner go, I mean, that's what my mento has been through. So, mento, what is a mento?
It's candy.
I know, right? But that was my mantra for these past so many years, you know. I'd much rather, you know, be alone than to be someone's convenience when someone...
Because that breaks your self-esteem, man. Shit. If I'm nothing more than somebody's convenience, ugh, I don't want you now. I'll call you later. Really?
You know,
then you put your life on hold.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, with my on-again, off-again in Chicago, my Larry, you know, it's like, you're going to go fuck around and then come back and... I'm supposed to be here every single time, and how many times did I do that? You know, when I just think about that and look at him now, I'm just like, what was I thinking?
Yeah, but Tim, you know what? When we know better, we do better, man. You know, that's part of that shit that tell us to lay down, man. You know, quit looking at your past. It has nothing new to tell you. You know, it just doesn't. You know, we gotta look ahead. What's going on? You know, where are we going?
Well, I'm kind of. What was that? Mark 3:24 verse or something I had the other day?
Yes, it was.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah.
What it said?
As a matter of fact, I was going to send it to somebody today.
It was like something about. Worry about yesterday or tomorrow. Tomorrow will have its own problems. So no, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Is that it?
Yep, pretty much.
It is. You know? The past is the past. I mean, it's taken me how many years to realize that I can't go back and change any of it. You know, keep trying to relive it and make it different. Well, relive it where in my head? You know, that's what kept taking me down all those years, because I couldn't change it. Well, come to the realization you can't change any of it and change what's going on today.
What was I watching or listening to or reading? God, I hate having a memory of Annette. You'd think that would have changed or got better, but it was like somebody said, yeah, you have reason to be sad and affected, but it doesn't have to dictate your future and your life, you know. Oh, it was from that movie.
Oh, Yesterday?
Yeah. About last night or the night before. God, I love that movie. I want to go see it again. I think I'm going to go see it again. I love dumb human humor. Guys, I mean, and they're making more movies like that, you know, like dumb guys being dumb guys.
Rick asked me what movie I went to see. I said, it was so corny, it was funny. I said, I love that slapstick humor. I said, it was good to laugh, and it was good to be with somebody that was laughing. That was good to hear you laugh yesterday.
Well, you know, when you're in a poopy mood, like the last time I was in a poopy mood, we went to go see, what was that movie? San Andreas Fault, where like the whole country just fell off into the ocean, and I'm just sitting here just laughing at all of the destruction, and like half the country's dead, and it just made me feel better at the end. I know, it's like yesterday, I'm like going, all right, so do I want to go see 007, or do I want to go see it A Night Before Christmas?
Oh, that was better, that one.
Oh, God, yes.
Hey, mean, say 007 for a blizzard or something.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. But I do, I mean, it was... I forgot what I was going to say.
You know, I was going to ask you, are you going to be able to go to that Nutcracker thing?
I don't know. So...
What
about Gail?
What she said.
About what? Did she ever get that picture?
I think someone sent this to me on air. I don't know this number. I said, is it a photo of me? It's from my personal photographer, Tim. I said, I'm going to drown that phone in.
What'd she say?
She goes, yes, eating a carrot stick. I mean, a celery stick.
What did she say?
Was it me? And she goes, yes, eating a celery stick.
She couldn't tell it was you?
She had a colonoscopy yesterday.
Have another drink, Gail. I mean, it said Bonnie and Phil. Love it for his bite as you're stuffing a celery stick. You were like gnawing on as he's looking at you in his bitty tattoos. I don't know. Did he have a teardrop tattoo?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know.
Doesn't that mean like death? Like they killed somebody or something?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. You're so lily white. Now, why wasn't it this nice out today?
I know.
Now it's like nice. Now I gotta go get my dog, or else she's gonna have a resentment on me.
Yeah, she is. That's pretty bad. Your dog gets a resentment.
I don't know, right? Isn't that pretty pathetic? Yeah. Now, everything I do, I look at my dog. She's like, "You better put me on that 8 step." Was that 9? I don't even know anymore. I'm so confused.
I don't know. I can't get off a 4. Yeah.
God, I wish I was. I could be a little. Look at that pic. That would make such a great. Oh, you missed it. The little doggy trying to get that little boy's ice cream.
He's got his bomber hat on.
I know. I love that. I would be such a cool little kid now if I could be a little kid now.
Okay, sister's got her pie. Cake or whatever, and he's got his ice cream, and
Yeah, she's like 12, and she's sitting like she's like a supermodel of like 19. I never dressed that hip when I was. Look at that.
Dress like a hip.
Oh,
my mother.
Hmm?
We didn't dress hip. I was buying my own clothes by the time I was.
My mother.
13, 12.
I had. Okay, you gotta tell me. Give me two. Really embarrassing piece of clothing you had. So I'll give you one. And I'll start with mine. I had a red, I don't even know what material it's called. It's like somebody took, like, you know, like Pizza Hut has the red and white checkered
mm-hmm.
tablecloths.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a solid red. Someone made a pair of pants out of.
Mm-hmm. That was yours.
That was mine.
Yeah.
Then I had a pair of pants. I don't know what my mother, she must have been on crack. I had, like, a pants that, like, made out of flag. The legs were red and white striped, and the crotch area was blue and white stars. And then when I was in my Denny Terrio disco era, you know, my sister and I were the disco king and queen of Marcellus High School. You know, it's like I had these, I don't know what you call it, shiny black pants and rayon, I don't know what you call it.
Polyester rayon?
Yeah, and this blue, this brilliant blue shirt. And I walked in for a dance contest, like being all Danny Terrio, and then somebody yells out there, "Hey, where do you plug that outfit in?" Oh, God, I can't believe I thought about that.
Here's mine. Going to Catholic schools when we were young, okay, I always had a uniform. Ended up going to the public schools, and guess what my mother put me in? The Catholic uniform. So after about 4 days of that, somebody asked me, "Do you have any other clothes?"
Oh, yeah, but then Britney Spears came along and made that a hot thing.
Bonnie, well, 40 years later.
40 years later. And here we are, 40 years later. Ba-dum-bum-bum.
God.